This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so the last thing anybody wants to hear about is the plague. And I guess there are two communities in Arizona, about 120 miles apart, seeing evidence of the plague. And public health officials are warning residents about this concern. Because the plague obviously scares the living daylights out of us. Navajo and Coconino counties are separated by 120 miles of desert. But in each community, according to the Washington Post, the findings are identical. Identical. What's that from my cousin Vinny? There he goes. Identical. Anyway, fleas carrying Yersinia pestis, the bacteria that causes the plague, were discovered this month and pose a potentially grave threat to people and their pets, especially cats. Remember I told you, I think it was in Lake Tahoe where this lady was holding her kitty cat, and the kitty cat was on her, this was a, I forget which type of plague. I don't know if it was the bubonic plague, but the cat was coughing on her. And she's like, oh, poor kitty cat, poor kitty cat. Well, the cat dies, and then she later gets the plague, and then she dies. And so now when my cats sneeze on me, right, oh, I just kick them off the bed. And the dog, I just do not want to breathe what the cats and dogs breathe on me. So anyway, according to the CDC, they say that the plague is transmitted from fleas to pets to people. So fleas will bite rabbits, prairie dogs, and other rodents, and anything that may eat them, then transfer the disease to pets who can in turn infect humans. Cats who get the plague transmit it through their cough. Now, dogs typically carry the fleas on their fur, which is why you really need to scrub their tushies really good. I got a little puppy dog, and the new little puppy dog, Uzi, and boy, does she like to roll around in the dirt. And then she comes in, and she's all dirty, and I'm like, oh, we need to do scrub, we need to do a bubble bath. And she doesn't want to do a bubble bath. She doesn't have fleas, but I got to tell you, man, she really knows how to get dirty, how to clean her. Alright, health officials caution county residents and visitors to keep their pets leashed and to avoid touching dead animals. Yeah, please. Evidence of a large die-off could indicate that the plague is present. They say scientists have been testing a plague vaccine for prairie dogs, enticing them to eat it by baiting them with peanut butter flavored treats. Dogs love peanut butter. The approach has proven effective at lowering death rates and reducing outbreaks in the animal colonies. They got little colonies of animals. They do. They have little colonies. Do you ever? I don't know if you guys have enough pets at home, but they do make a colony. My cats have a little colony. In fact, I think they want to revolt. I'm really expecting a revolutionary war anytime soon because these cats, they just colonize a little too much for my taste. Anyway, they say here that the plague is treatable with antibiotics if detected early. We do have an antibiotic for Yersinia pestis, okay? But the symptoms can grow very deadly or very quickly and serious. Bubonic plague is the best known form, but pneumonic plague is also serious and septicemic plague. Pneumonic plague affects the lungs. Septicemic plague goes into sepsis. Blood infection. The former can cause an infected person's skin and limbs to turn black and die. The latter inflicts the lungs and can lead to respiratory failure. So, fatal human cases are rare, averaging just 7 a year in the United States since the mid-1920s. Back then, I guess the disease swept through Los Angeles, the last significant outbreak in a major American city. Arizona, California, Colorado, New Mexico have the highest concentration of cases, though since the 1970s, plague has appeared in Nevada, Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, and parts of western Texas. Globally, about 1,000 to 2,000 cases of plague are reported annually, most of the time occurring in Africa. So when you hear this, you're like, okay, are you kidding me? So what do I do? Well, what you do is, I mean, don't touch these little prairie dogs. There's a little prairie dog picture. He looks so cute, little prairie dog. All right. And he's currently eating the bait. And you see him licking the bait that has the, peanut butter on it. Just avoid animals. It stinks to say that because, you know, we don't want you guys to be weenies. You know, when you're out there in the, you know, in the wild, you want to be able to touch and do things, but you just have to assume that, you know, something, there's, you know, whether it's hantavirus from rat droppings or the plague, it's some dangerous stuff. And, let me see here. They say Pope Clement VI was able to keep himself free and clear of the disease by sitting between two fires. They didn't understand bacteria or viruses, but he made sure there was fire near him so he wouldn't get the plague. Now, some of you guys want to know what does bubonic mean? Okay, I told you guys pneumonic was, you know, not like a pneumonic, but pneumonic was lungs and septicemic was in the blood. Bubonic means you make buboes. And buboes are these big bulges that are caused by your swollen lymph nodes. You get them in the armpit, you get them in the groin. And so when they called it a bubonic plague, it's because when people have these big bumps, I guess they called them buboes. But the worst part about bubonic or any plague is you go into sepsis, you go into septic shock, you lose blood flow to your arms and legs. So your arms and legs used to turn black and die and become gangrenous. And so that's why this was so, so bad. I think Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posy, Ashes, Ashes, They All Fall Down. I think that was regarding the bubonic plague and how they would burn the bodies so nobody would get the disease from touching the bodies. And I guess the Pocket Full of Posies, you would smell the posies to keep the smell out. I don't know. There's a lot of different meanings for that nursery rhyme. But kids still these days go Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posy, Ashes, Ashes, They All Fall Down. And then all the kids drop to the ground. I don't know why parents aren't horrified by that song. You know, there's so many things kids used to sing about that is just so horrifying. You know, just like the Alice in Wonderland story, to me, scared me. It was so morbid. You know, these Disney stories have such, adult connotations and meanings. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Mackenzie for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, I had to look this up. I've been hearing stories for years that these Disney stories are so modified from the original story that I had to kind of look it up. Like, I was told that Cinderella had to do with her getting, in the original Cinderella story, she was being assaulted by the stepdad, and I don't know. But I guess, from what we're being told, the original story from Charles Perrault, the prince arrives at Cinderella's house. The stepmother wants the girls to fit into the shoes. Now, remember, the stepsisters were trying to fit into their shoes, but their feet were really big and ugly, and, you know, and I have big feet, and so I was like, oh, no, I'm never going to be a Cinderella because I got big feet. Well, I guess in the original story, and I've heard this before, too, The mom makes the daughters cut off their toes so they could fit into the slippers. The plan doesn't work. Cinderella gets the prince. And I guess during the wedding, pigeons devour the eyes of the stepsisters. I don't know about that. I don't remember hearing that. But I do remember that in the original story, I guess the sisters were trying to cut off their feet to fit into the shoe. Sleeping Beauty. They say in Disney's version, a princess pricks her finger on a spinning wheel spindle and succumbs to eternal sleep. A brave prince has to rescue her with a kiss and both live happily ever after. But in the original story by Jean-Baptiste Basile, Aurora is not waken up with a sweet kiss, but she's woken up by the birth of her twins. Apparently, she's raped in the original story. So when Aurora and her children arrive in the palace, the prince's wife tries to kill them, but the king stops her and allows her to marry the man or the prince who raped her. These were stories that later got, I guess, translated and converted to a children's book. And I never read the original, but, but anyway, Belle from Beauty and the Beast, she was kidnapped by the Beast. But I guess the sisters in the original story by Gabrielle Suzanne Barbeau de Villeneuve, Belle convinces the Beast to let her visit her sisters for a week. And the sisters see her covered in jewelry and about the luxurious life. They try to convince Belle to stay longer. And they are hoping that the Beast will get so mad at her and kill her. I don't know. These are story. You know, we worry about our kids playing GTA and, you know, watching movies like Ted. I think these stories may be worse. Snow White. They say, Snow White, what happens? Doesn't she fall asleep? And then a prince revives Snow White and they live happily ever after. And I forget what happens to the witch. I guess the witch falls to her death. In the original story by the Brothers Grimm, they say the witch actually has to dance on heated iron. Heated iron shoes, and then she ends up fainting and dying. I don't know. Little Mermaid. Ariel, the daughter of the King of the Sea, she gets to exchange her voice for some legs, goes to the surface, falls in love with Prince Eric, and then they kill the evil, that big, I don't know, Medusa-looking woman or whatever in there. But in the Hans Christian Andersen version, they say Ariel's legs hurt as if she's walking on knives. And the prince ends up marrying another woman. Ariel throws herself into the ocean where she turns into sea foam. Do you guys believe that? I never read the Hans Christian Andersen. But I guess Ariel had trouble doing lovey-dovey while she felt she had so much pain with her non-mermaid legs. I don't know. Mulan. All right. Mulan. I never saw Mulan, but I heard it was really, really good. Apparently, she has a cricket and a dragon. She pretends to be a man to fight the Chinese army against the Huns, and then she wins the war and goes back home. And I guess, according to Hua Mulan's poem, China actually lost that war. The Khan from the enemy lets Mulan live with the condition that she live with him. She later escapes. When she arrives home, she finds that her father is dead and her mother remarried. Then she says, I'm a woman. I survived the war. I've done enough. Now I want to be with my father. And then she kills herself. That's apparently in the original story. Rapunzel. Rapunzel's a beautiful princess. Like, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair. And she has all this hair. And it's super clean and super conditioned. And it's phenomenal hair. And we all wanted to have Rapunzel's hair, right? And the castle looks like what you see in Disneyland. Well, I guess she meets a bandit. And according to the Grimm Brothers story, Rapunzel's parents were farmers who got her after exchanging a bit of Rapunzel plant for a salad, I guess, when she was a baby. When she was 12, the witch locked her in a tower and had no doors or stairs and just a window. So the only way she was able to get to the top, or Rapunzel, I guess, or whatever, is, I guess, through her hair. So a prince goes up the tower. Rapunzel decides to marry him. The prince goes back for her. He climbs the hair. But the witch is in the tower. She throws him out. And then I guess he falls on some spines that enter through his eyes, so he's blind. And he can only find his way back to Rapunzel by her voice. I don't know. They got married eventually, but I think she had kids before they got married. Pocahontas, from what we understand of the original story, Matuaka, better known as Pocahontas, was the daughter of Chief Powhatan, territory now known as Virginia. The natives had kidnapped John Smith to exchange him for hostages. She saved his life. That was the only relationship they had. She was eventually kidnapped and held for ransom by settlers. She married an Englishman by the age of 17 and died at age 22. Hercules, the son of Zeus, he was, everybody's like, oh, Hercules, you know, he's such a hero, etc. But I guess the original story, he was a savage. And what did he do? There was a lot of violence and a lot of bad stuff. The Hunchback of Notre Dame. They say he died of hunger in a cemetery. Quasimodo is a young man born with disabilities who falls in love with a gypsy and saves her from being executed by the church. But in the original story from Victor Hugo's novel, Quasimodo fails to save Esmeralda, watches as she's hung. Then Quasimodo goes to her grave. Then he stays there until he starves. When her grave is open, someone finds both skeletons. When they try to separate them, they turn to dust. Okay, I think I'm done. This is kind of depressing. So I guess many of these stories... Oh, wait a second. One thing we got to... Hold on. Let me add the Jungle Book. They say Mowgli committed suicide in the real story. In Rudyard Kipling's book, after killing the murderous tiger, Shere Khan, Mowgli discovers that his biological parents have been captured by the village of farmers. With the help of the wolves and the elephants, he destroys the village, kills its inhabitants, and then later he has to escape. Finally, he finds peace. And then I guess, I don't know where they say this, but he, really? He kills himself? Oh, no, he committed genocide. He doesn't kill himself. Genocide. Do you guys believe any of that? Well, you know, honestly, now these movies these days are taking these stories and, you know, changing things up. Like, Superman is nothing the way the Superman story was when we were growing up. So, you know, these are some fascinating stories. It's just what kids, I guess, might have been reading, or, you know, if anybody really decided to dive deeper into the original kid's story, they probably were really frightened, and that probably really messed them up, even more so than the video games they play today. Now, what's really scary in real life is this Japanese fungus. They say more than 200 patients in England have been infected or contaminated with a drug-resistant fungus that was first found in Japan. Now, we've talked about this super fungus. I think we've had cases in the U.S. It's the Candida auris. So hospitals are on the lookout for further cases of this. The first case in the U.K. emerged in 2013. Since then, infection rates have been going up. And this Candida auris, it's not like the typical yeast infection Candida, like Candida albicans. This is a pretty nasty bug. And apparently, it is now multiple drug resistant. The outbreaks that have happened in Europe have been now declared over. But from what I understand, there's still little focal cases that we've seen in the U.S., India, Pakistan, Venezuela, Colombia, Israel, Oman, South Africa, and Spain. Now, it was first identified in 2009 in a patient from Japan. And so some people could carry the infection without having any symptoms themselves. And then if you're in the hospital, which is where a lot of these cases are happening, you're immunosuppressed. This is where the fungus can set up shop. Since you can't really treat it with antibiotics, you have to treat it with antifungals, which are more rare and also more expensive. But if this fungal infection gets into the bloodstream, it can be very, very serious. So nursing staff has to take swabs from different parts of the body to check if it's present. And we think people are getting it on medical equipment or person-to-person by people's hands. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit parkdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, let's lighten things up a bit. I really don't like all the negative news, so we've got to have something a little bit more, fun to talk about. And I found this article. This is interesting. This actually is in the female part of Daily Mail. The life hacks that everyone needs to know. And what's really kind of cool about this is there are little things that we deal with every day in our life that stresses us the hell out. And apparently people are pretty ingenious, and they put stuff out there online, and these little do-it-yourself fixes or little hacks, they call it, and it's pretty impressive. And maybe some of these will make your life easier. So let me kind of go through a couple of these, okay? So, for example, soggy cereal. One person suggested that if you have cereal, put it in a strainer after soaking it in milk to avoid it from coming unnecessarily soggy at the bottom of the bowl. So rather than eating a bowl of cereal, and, you know, by the time you finish it, it's all soggy, pour the milk on the cereal, strain out the milk, and then eat the pieces that are semi-soggy with milk. I've learned about this one. If you want to heat pasta and you want to do it pretty quickly, what you do is you put a hole in the center of it. So you kind of put the spaghetti out like in a kind of a circle, but make sure there's a hole in the center. And apparently the food seems to heat easier. That also works for potato, rice, etc. All right. They say, let's say you want to juice your citrus fruit. So a big thing we do is we cut the fruit in half. So like, for example, if we're making orange juice or lime juice or whatever. So the big thing we do is we cut it in half, and then we have that, we have the juicer. They say cut it in like slices, cut both sides. So you'll actually drain more juice rather than the peel holding and containing some of the juice. So that kind of makes sense. I've never done that. A lot of us may drink our soda pop with a straw. They say stick the straw in that little metal tab hole thingy. That keeps the straw from bobbing up and down, and it keeps it straight. So you can very easily drink. Not that I want you guys drinking soda, but if you guys drink out of a can and you don't like putting your mouth on the metal and use a straw, that's an idea. Now, this I think is very, very smart. Okay, a lot of us do not have any room in our refrigerator. And so one Facebook user suggested putting magnets on the bottom of these little baby Tupperware pots. And then you could store things on the walls or on the sides of the refrigerator. And it just allows more room. Same thing with like beer. So let's say you have a whole bunch of Tupperware and food, and you have the ceiling of the refrigerator shelves. They say you could put magnets on bottles and jars, and that allows you to use the ceiling. It's pretty smart to, you know, be able to use magnets and stuff, not that expensive. Some guy wanted to make grilled cheese, and so he took his toaster, and he put his toaster sideways so he could make grilled cheese so the cheese doesn't drip on anything. Now, I don't know if the cheese will get on still the metal part, but that's how he was able to make grilled cheese, I guess. They say, in order to keep a Ziploc bag open while you're enjoying whatever's inside, simply fold the sides of the bag. All right. Yeah, you know how you guys have a bag? I've never even thought to do this. You have a bag, and you keep sticking your hand in it, and then the bag closes. And I thought that was good, because then a bug doesn't go into it. But the problem is you don't want to keep touching the outside of the bag. So just kind of like when you, like your pants, before you have your pants, you roll it back. All right, what else do they have here? Your popsicles drip and your icicles drip. So they say what you do is you use a cupcake case around the treat, and that will catch all the drippies. Let me see. Are you annoyed at being able to get butter all over the top of your popcorn bag? Use a straw to funnel the butter to the bottom of the bag. Oh, so if you want to butter your popcorn. I don't know. They say sandwiches. A lot of people, they put food on their sandwich, like the meat, and they don't like having the bread, okay, you know, without meat on it. So apparently what you could do is you could cut it so you could put all four halves, right, overlap the two round pieces of meat, cut them, kind of make it a square, and then you had to cover all your meat. I thought this was interesting. So a lot of us, we can't stand wasting money on our creams and our moisturizers, etc. So what you do is you get these little clips and you hang them upside down. So all of the you know, material inside the tube weights to the bottom. You could do that even for toothpaste and things like that. And then you hang them upside down with these little baby clips and rings on like a little, in like a closet or something. They say if you want to keep your buttons from falling off, this is interesting. To avoid losing any buttons, simply apply a coat of clear nail polish to each of them. That will prevent the thread from breaking or fraying. Now, I don't know how that works when you wash it, but maybe before you go out, if you think you're going to lose a button, you put some clear nail polish on it. I think that's brilliant. For people that always lose their boots or their dogs chew their boots, I got a new dog, so he's chewing my boots. They go, you could actually put boots on hangers. You know those hangers that hold pants with the clips? You could do that. Use metal hangers to keep them in order. You could also, with baseball caps, use little clothes, little rings, curtain rings, and put the baseball caps that way. Bras. You could actually hang bras on a hanger. And you could hang these hangers, kind of like coat hangers, with your bras. Now, my problem is, okay, I don't know if you guys have seen my bras. All right? I mean, my dog can hide in one of them. I really don't like the bras out there because they provide, you know, a little too much shelter when I need to find the animals in the house, and I just like to hide them. Now, this is probably one of the smartest hacks I've seen. I carry around my phone charger, and I stick it in my purse or I stick it in my pocket, and I keep losing it. Well, one guy put the iPhone charger in his shoelaces. So his shoelaces is the iPhone charger. And then whenever he needs the charger, while he's at work, he just puts the charger on the ground and can charge his iPhone. That's pretty smart. All right. You can use old tissue boxes for your plastic bags. You got to use your plastic bags if they go potty. They say if you punch a hole in the end of a box of foil, you could remove sections from the end without taking the entire roll out of the box. Okay, I don't know how that works. I got to figure that out. That one doesn't make sense to me. They say dog bowls, okay, make a mess when you put them on the ground. So what you could do is you could store the dog bowls in a drawer. And then I guess there's this drawer that you pull out. You have like a flat base around it. The bowl's sitting at, and now it doesn't mess up the floor. My problem is it messes up the dresser. They say rub a walnut on scratched wood, and it will make vanish or the marks go away. I don't know about that. I don't want to mess with that one. Wash your socks in a net bag so you don't lose your socks. Oh, I see. You know, basically, my kids' socks are all over the place, right? So you put them in a bag of netting, kind of like a fish bag or whatever, and you don't lose them after you wash them. That's pretty smart. They say if you run out of AA batteries, oh, this is brilliant. Okay, I'm not going to try this, okay, because I don't want to get electrocuted. But they say if you run out of AA batteries, use a AAA battery and fill the remaining space with tin foil, which will act as a conductor. That's some crazy stuff. But that, yeah, we always have AAA batteries. I don't know what they'll do with, but we never have AA. All right. They say if you don't know where to store pots and pans, there's these little clips you could use. You know, like these little coat hanger clips? You could use them on the inside of the cupboards. So now you could store inside cupboard space. Keys, you could use a Lego brick to organize your key rings. Oh, those are really, really cool. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so fat but fit is a term we've been hearing for a while. Remember Governor Chris Christie had said, look, I'm the healthiest, fat guy out there, I can't get his exact quote that he said, but he had low cholesterol. He's in great shape. And so a lot of people were talking about, well, wait a second here. You know, I'm overweight. He's overweight. We're doing pretty good. We don't have diabetes. We don't have high cholesterol. Maybe you can be fat but fit. Well, a new study says, nah, it's nothing more than a myth. If you carry extra weight, it's going to increase your risk of heart attack. Previous studies have suggested that there's a subset of overweight people who appear to lack the adverse health effects of excess weight, and they've been classed as metabolically healthy obese. Now, I've never classed anybody as that. I knew that the extra weight would be an issue. But I guess maybe when I wasn't looking, somebody came up with that term. I never use it. Fat but fit was a term that we've been hearing in the media a lot. And this latest study was published in the European Heart Journal, and they've dispelled it. They said if you're overweight or obese, it increases your risk of coronary heart disease by up to 28%, even if you're, quote, metabolically healthy. By metabolically healthy, meaning no diabetes, cholesterol, etc. The findings suggest that even, quote, apparently healthy people should aim to maintain normal body weight. Coronary heart disease occurs when not enough blood gets to the heart because of clogged arteries. This could lead to heart attacks. And the most common cause is cholesterol, but diabetes can play a role, etc. Well, in this study, a group led by researchers at the Imperial College London and the University of Cambridge have shown that otherwise healthy people were still at increased risk for CHD, coronary heart disease, as compared to those with healthy weight. And they looked at a bunch of people, about 500,000 people from 10 European countries, and after a follow-up period of more than 12 years, 7,600 people in this cohort experienced CHD events, including death from heart attacks. So what are the definitions of obese? So they go by BMI, and you guys need to calculate your BMI. You're obese if your BMI is greater than 30. You're overweight if your BMI is 25 to 30. And your normal weight if your BMI is less than 25. Now, a larger proportion of this control group, 63% were women, on average 53.6 years old with an average BMI of 26.1. And the participants were categorized as unhealthy if they had high blood pressure, if they had high sugar levels or high triglyceride levels, if they had low good cholesterol, or if their waist size was larger than 94 centimeters in men or 80 centimeters in women. So the researchers adjusted the data to take into account lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, smoking, etc. And they found that there was increased risk. And, even without having blood pressure issues or sugar issues. Now, for those of you guys struggling with your weight, you're probably sick of hearing this type of stuff, and I don't blame you. You know, I'm very, very frustrated because I was never super skinny, but I didn't have a weight issue. Not until the late 30s, first hot flash came into being. And I did not understand why all of a sudden I was gaining weight. I was exercising, I was eating the same I always ate. And so, you know, for a lot of us, we noticed that. We all seem to gain weight in our 30s and 40s. That happens. But what was really ticked me off is I exercise an hour a day. I eat maybe one-third of what I used to eat, and the weight just doesn't come off. And I think, you know, they make it seem like it's so much easier to do. And, you know, we see people out there, they lose weight, they're very, you know, successful at losing weight, and they're, you know, they make it look so easy, maybe taking in Jenny Craig or whatever. But what I think happens, and we haven't identified that yet, is there's something that works for everybody. You know how, you know, some people have a true love, you know, so there's somebody out there for everybody. I think that's the same thing with weight. There's a kryptonite, and then there's your cure. And your kryptonite may not be the same as somebody else's kryptonite. Like, I've already figured out that rice is my kryptonite, and I love rice. I love it. I don't eat a lot of it. But when I eat rice, I can't lose weight for weeks. And you're like, are you kidding me? You know, I'm trying to eat rice so I don't eat meat. I'm trying to eat rice, you know, because, you know, it still gives vitamins and, you know, it's a source of fiber. Nope. But for me, I gain weight. Maybe it's because it absorbs water. I don't know. But you need to figure out what your kryptonite is and avoid it. The hard part is figuring out what's your cure for weight issues. What is it that's going to boost your metabolism? Now, vegetables are a great way to go. Exercise is a great way to go, but for those of us that eat vegetables, now, like again, last night, it was salad, salad, salad. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know why it's not working. Now, maybe it's because I have to eat salad for years and not look at a carb. You know, maybe I just have to work a lot harder than other people do. But the truth of the matter is everybody does, you know, not everybody, but most people do work hard, with the exception of those with amazing genes. You know, the people that were able to lose weight and keep it off, they, and I've said this before, they make it an all-day, full-time job. And that's how we have to look at it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Osteoarthritis. This is interesting. Apparently, researchers have looked at knees from 6,000 years ago, and they think that osteoarthritis isn't just wear and tear. A study published in this week's Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences says that, well, it's because you do more and you're aging. That's not the whole story. They say osteoarthritis now of the knee is now twice as common as it was before the 1950s. And I thought it's because, well, maybe because we're growing older, we're using it more. So Dr. Lieberman started looking at this, and he was compiling a list of diseases that modern humans aren't well adapted to cope with, heart disease, lower back pain, nearsightedness, and he wanted to include arthritis in the list. So they studied human skeletons, and then it ended up in museums, donated to medical schools, etc. And some of the skeletons they looked at were from people who died as long as 4,000 B.C. They say the oldest specimens that we looked at were some skeletons from prehistoric Inuit hunter-gatherers from Alaska. The most recent were the remains of people who died in Tennessee in 2015. And what they did was they found that osteoarthritis is a lot more common today than it was in Americans long ago. They corrected for body mass, age, etc. And he said, if I was a betting man, I would guess physical activity is especially important. One of the things that's really shifted in our world today is that we sit all the time, and kids sit all the time, and that may be affecting how our joints are forming and how our joints are growing. Now, according to Dr. Richard Lucere, a rheumatologist at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, he says your joints aren't just like your automobile tires that wear out when you use them. Exercise helps nutrients diffuse into cartilage in the knee and help keep it strong and healthy. Now, this is a very important study. As we've talked about, if you're having arthritis issues, you need to keep moving. You need to exercise. And you're like, but my knees hurt. Now, not all exercises may jive with, you know, your knees. Like, I cannot be on a stationary bike. That hurts my knees. But I could walk or run on a treadmill for some reason. I could swim. So you need to stimulate the cartilage, strengthen your muscles, and you need to get blood flowing down there, and you need to get the synovial fluid in there lubricating it. And that seems to help arthritis. So basically what they're saying is looking at knees from 6,000 years old, these people back then had to exercise. They didn't have cars. They had to constantly be moving. They didn't sit and watch TV. And that's why they don't see the arthritis of the knees like we have today. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, we're coming up on the end. Really quickly here, artificial sweeteners, we've talked about how we think that that may be causing people to gain weight. Now new research thinks that these artificial sweeteners can cause diabetes. We're not talking about regular sugar, but artificial sweeteners. And they think what it could be doing is making a bigger metabolic response. We talked about kind of tricking the brain and the pancreas. That could be what's happening with artificial sweeteners. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come
come from food and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.